they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hot as balls.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Clothing optional.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Only play that one because that one might be gone by Monday.
Yeah.
I got a feeling this one's going to be gone on Monday, too.
Leave Britney alone.
Uh-huh. This one will be in on Monday, though.
Why men's rooms?
Always.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
What the bleep happened here?
Well, although it may seem like good news for Canada that their dollar has finally matched ours in value for the first time in 31 years, there are downsides for them about this. For one thing, Canadians have finally figured out they've been paying a lot more for stuff than we have. But Canada's... But Canada's exporting business has also been hurt, and that includes the marijuana exporters.
Mm-hmm.
When the Canadian, like he knows.
Yeah.
When the Canadian dollar, or loony as they call it, was weak, pot producers could export to the U.S. and double their money.
George Looney.
Now that Canadian pot cost U.S. buyers the same as homegrown, it's just not a bargain anymore.
Do you know there once was a guy that played football, I think for the St. Louis Cardinals, named Joe Don Looney?
Was he crazy?
It's
there he is. Cuckoo crazy.
There's a bird on their dollar coin in Canada, and that bird is the loony, and that's how the dollar coin got its name.
Tell me about it. I had to burn up a lot of them. I bought a dime bag up at Niagara Falls.
Oh, here we go again. You and your drugs. Now that Canadian pot costs U.S. buyers the same as homegrown, it's no longer a bargain. When the loony was weak, Canada's finest sold for $3,500 a pound, compared to the $2,400 it would bring on the streets of Ontario.
How many pounds are you buying this weekend, Rob?
I bought 4 pounds for the weekend because I won't be able to smoke at Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-huh.
It's a non-smoking place. So
instead of five, you went with four.
I went with four. I'll smoke some for the late game. I like to get all toked up and watch Bob Costas.
You can go in the bathroom and do coke at Chuck E. Cheese.
And I will. But you asked me about pot.
You can't believe
it. You know, marijuana.
Uh-huh.
Chronic.
The weed, And now Don has doubled over in laughter.
When he says chronic.
I know. It's just too much.
It's funny.
It's so funny coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's funny going into my lungs when I'm smoking a doob.
Right. Where in the world is Osama bin Laden? NBC News says we almost had him a little over a month ago.
Sure.
He was located in the same spot where he was last seen 6 years ago.
What is wrong with you?
For 3 days and three nights in mid-August, U.S. and Afghan troops pounded the caves around Tora Bora. They killed dozens of Al-Qaeda and Taliban, but Osama bin Laden got away, apparently because of a lack of coordination between U.S. and Afghan troops and because of a shortage of intelligence data.
Klutzes.
Chicago has this new camera surveillance system that'll just knock your socks off. If a car, for example, were to circle a high-rise three times, the system calls that to someone's attention. If somebody leaves a backpack in Grant Park, the system notifies a human. Thanks to IBM's new video surveillance system, Chicago's now light years ahead of any other city in the world for keeping an eye on everything within range.
Thank God they don't have that here.
Little Tommy.
Rob and I just spend endless hours driving around Mike's house.
That's all we do. And all he sees when he looks out the door is the glow of my joint.
Right. Finally, where does a mother in West Virginia go to have her ninth baby?
Let me know. The first time you smoke pot.
I will. I'll send you a wire.
Because I would like to see a picture of you smoking pot.
Sure. Come on by. I'll put it on the internet. RobLovesPot.com. It's two B's.
Buzz. Where does a mother in West Virginia go to have her ninth baby?
Where?
Well, Sherry Hara had her ninth.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. Well, Sherry had her ninth.
That guy's retarded.
Had it in the family's new Ford Expedition in the parking lot of Toys R Us.
Oh, hold on. I got a message coming in. A phone. I got an instant request coming in. Hold on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You know what that?
Oh, someone's going to notify Chicago about that.
That caller said, have a nice weekend.
Uh-huh.
Same a-hole keeps calling.
So Sherry had her baby, number 9, in the parking lot at Toys R Us.
That call stunk.
US 119 outside of Charleston. It always does. Fortunately, Sherry is a labor and delivery nurse at a local hospital. She says she had to give birth in an SUV the other morning because her husband was poking around making coffee and getting the kids on the school bus first.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
There she is.
Quoting Sherry, I told him it was his fault. If we'd left when I first told him to, this wouldn't have happened. I keep telling him we need to go. As if all that weren't enough, Sherry says they've decided to name baby number 9 Carly because she was born in a car.
Mommy boobies.
Smart.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, you cats, have a good, safe weekend. Mike will be back on Monday. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Andy. We'll see you then. Safe, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Head.
Love pills.
I'll see you at Charles Cheese.
I'll see you there.
Bring your weed.
Peter North!
This is the Don and Mike Show.